And the days after, I prayed, but I was really trembling. You see, it's a country where Christians are being executed regularly. When we were there finally, only the month before in the capital, 75 Christians had been arrested. So, I said to the Lord, you know, I'm very weak. I simply don't dare. If it's your will, I'm like Gideon. I need much more confirmations. Give me one extra, please. The next weekend, I had lectures to give in Germany somewhere. And I was in the home of a servant of the Lord, full-time servant. And he said on Sunday afternoon, to what assembly would you like to go? I prayed for it and I said, I'd like to go to an assembly a bit far away. He said, okay, I'll drive you there. Then on the road I said, you see, it's open ministry. Maybe Lord will use you. He said, you're joking. I'm just driving you. Okay, we arrived there and I had something on my heart. And the Lord didn't give me a green light and I had to sit down. And 2 minutes afterwards, this brother arose and didn't know anything about it. And you guess he spoke about Gideon. I was very much troubled. When we came home, and the lessons were also very clear. When we came home, I said to the Lord, listen, it's not only me. I'm married. I have 5 children. It's not a pleasure to be somewhere in prison or hang. And then the next morning, Monday morning, in my prayer I said, Lord, maybe it's not faith at all, but you're able even today to confirm what you have to say me. We are sitting at table, and there is some calendar like the Lord is near, and the brother opens it, and it's about Gideon. The same afternoon I went home. I was very troubled. Next morning, I had to go to a brother about 1.5 hours away. So, just in the last second, I thought, oh, well, I could listen to a lecture. I've been listening to lectures on a series. The first was Abraham. The second was Isaac. So, I was sure I just took the third one. I put it in my bag. Being on the motorway, I think, well, I can listen to it right now. You guess I would have liked to listen to Jacob, you see, because I didn't want to hear anything about Gideon anyway, those days. And I put it in, and the brother said, let's read the story of Gideon. I put it off immediately, and I didn't have the courage to listen it for the next 45 minutes. I had a real struggle in my heart, and finally I started to listen, and was much more troubled. Even, Lord, what is your will? You see, it is so unrealistic to send me there. But then we prayed together, and I got rest in my heart. And I can say, that's why the choice of a partner is very important. Linnik has been a very big help for me in that time, and still. Then 2 days before we had to leave, much problem with the visa. And there was much stories on the internet about persecution. And I said, Lord, I think that was a big mistake to buy that ticket. And the last day there was a conference in my home assembly, where I come from originally. And guess, 6 speakers during some open ministry meeting spoke, and the first he spoke. He said, let's read in Judges 6. And my wife, I was sleeping a bit. She said, listen, Judges 6. I said, yeah, I heard. She said, that's Gideon. I was dear. So, even the last 24 hours later, I was in the plane. The last day, the Lord again confirmed it. And I don't say that because I'm so spiritual. If I would have been spiritual, the first lesson would have been sufficient. But it shows that if we live with the Lord, and if we look for His will, He will guide us. That's sure. And the same applies to your role in the assembly, in the meetings. There are brothers who have been in fellowship 5 years, and you hear them heartily giving out a hymn, praying, giving even a short encouragement. Paul says even 5 words can be sufficient. And you say, it's so difficult. You know why it's so difficult on Sunday? Because you don't practice on Monday. The Lord's leading and guidance is not for the meetings. It's for all your life, including the assembly meetings. It's too late. I have to stop. I still say there's much more to be said. But, well, maybe another year. I hope this encouragement challenges you to follow the Lord step by step. Brothers, sisters, very young and a bit older, and even the old ones who are not here, there is much blessing. You see, my wife said when we struggled with this country where I had to go, she said to me, listen, many others won't have to go there, but if you have to go there and you don't go, you won't have peace, you won't have joy, you will lack the blessings of the Lord. And that's for all of us. If the Lord shows us something, we will have rich blessings, treasures, where we can rejoice in. So I hope this encourages you. There is no perfect one, except for the Lord is the perfect servant. But we can learn from the Word of God many, many lessons, how the Lord guides us when we are only in fellowship with Him day by day.
And if you have any questions, we see how our brother has an attentive eye. The Lord has trained him well. I was just checking. I said, I wonder what time it is, and I look and he's like, oh, the time. But we don't want to take away from what the challenge has been presented to us, very serious. We thank you for the word, and we trust that the Lord is able to each one of us. You know, I'll just say, when we think of being led by the eye of the Lord, that means something, particularly when you become a parent. And you know, sometimes you don't want to say something. Your children, and you want to just, with a look. See, I got his eye. But it's a wonderful thing. And you know, when there's a relationship, that there's an understanding what that look is. And may our eyes be trained to be looking to the Lord to see what His eye is saying to each one of us. Let's just give thanks.